Listener Production.
Hi, it's Jessica Heatley with your local news briefing. Another day of heavy rain is expected across Cairns and the Tablelands today, bringing the chance of storms as well. Falls of between 10 and 20 mils are possible in the city, with increasing rain heading into the weekend. Senior Sergeant Ewan Findletter says we need to be driving to the conditions.
Some of our drivers who, I don't know, they have the rain gets in their brains or something and they tend to push a bit harder rather than slowing down. It's not uncommon to see those nose-to-tail crashes at lights, and particularly in the heavy traffic areas.
WFF Australia says a UNESCO report recommending the Great Barrier Reef should be placed on a World Heritage in Danger list will be the new federal government's first big test to show it's acting on climate change. The organisation says it's refreshing to see action to the issue, but that needs to be backed up at a state level, along with work to improve water catchments which flow to the reef. Spokesperson Richard Leck says it's also about securing the Wet Tropics' $2,420 million reef-related tourism industry.
This isn't just about protecting nature and protecting the reef. This is about protecting jobs and protecting communities the length of the reef coastline.
The federal government says the report is technical, not a proposal to list the reef as in danger, and it's protecting the reef through record spending. A study from Beyond Blue has found that police and emergency service workers are more than twice as likely to experience high or very high rates of psychological distress compared to the general population. As Men's Mental Health Month wraps up today, QCS Northern Region Community Corrections Superintendent Sally Ann Gray says it's vital we look out for each other's mental health beyond these awareness months.
The conversations about wellness and well-being are really difficult, but they're not on their own. And while they're difficult, they are really important.
Listen to every match of the FIFA World Cup live and in your language. Search FIFA World Cup in the Listener app today.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.